Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John. This morning, there's a powerful verse in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, that God speaks to the children of Israel. And it says this, "Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their children forever." God just begins this verse and he just cries out, "Oh!" You know, that's God's heart today yet still for you and I, that there would be such a heart in them. You know, God desires that we serve him from the heart. Just, that's all we desire. That's all we want. That's all we live for. And that, you know, the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It also says, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. And it's God's heart that God would be our only treasure, that our heart would just be in to serving him and loving him. The first and greatest commandment is, it says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." God's desire is that men would serve him with all their heart. And then he says, "And that they would fear me." We live in a society today where there's a lack of fear of God, a reverence of God, of his holiness, of his purity, of his of who he is as creator. There's just a lack of fear of God. I think it's in Proverbs, it says, "By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil." You know, when there's a fear of God and a reverence of God, then that's the first step in keeping his commandments, that they would fear him. Then it says in that verse, he says, "And keep my commandments always." We live in a society today where there's much professing Christianity, but there's no keeping of the commandments. And Lord, help us that we would keep his commandments always. There's a departing from keeping God's commandments because their heart is in this world. Their heart is not after the things of God. There's no fear of God. And then he goes on to say that it might be well with them and with their children forever. See, when we have a heart Christianity, when we serve God from the heart and love him with all of our heart, and then fear him and keep our commandments, he says it will be well with us. And then not only well with us, but with our children. See, what dad and mom get excited about is what the children get excited about. And so if we're excited about serving Jesus Christ and serving God with all of our heart and our heart is in it, then what I take out of this scripture, our children are going to get excited too. I've seen many, many fathers, what they're excited about, their sons get excited about. A lot of times sons pick up the father's work, and that's because what the father's excited about. And so my encouragement this morning is that you would be excited about the things of God, that you would be excited to minister to lost souls, that you would be excited to preach the gospel and to desire the things that God desires for us as children of God, that we would walk in his ways and keep his commandments always. This morning, I just want to encourage you to have a heart. That's God's cry. "Oh, that there was such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them, with their children forever." So God bless you for listening, and may you be encouraged to serve God from your heart, from your that it's real, and that you're zealous, and that you're an inspiration that others might see that you have that heart in you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, this morning we bless you and we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And Lord, help us to have that heart that you desire to see in us. Lord, that we would fear you and keep your commandments always, Lord. We commit this day into your hand. In Jesus' name, amen.